From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the House of Representatives passed a bill that's meant to help people who are facing foreclosure. It includes incentives for banks to work with struggling homeowners. It would also give bankruptcy judges the ability to change the terms of a mortgage by lowering the interest rate or even the principal balance. That is the most controversial part of the bill, which will face stiff opposition in the Senate, and as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, it has exposed some unusual divisions.
When Democratic leaders wanted to bring this bill to the House floor, they found they had a little negotiating to do, not with Republicans, but with conservatives and moderates within the Democratic Party, like freshman Congressman Dan Maffei of New York.
We were able to get a lot of changes in this bill that would make sure that the lender and the borrower would get together, that there would be a safe haven to protect banks and make sure that they could, in fact, renegotiate these loans, and to keep anyone from using this for anything but an absolute last resort.
Conservative Democrats are especially uncomfortable with giving bankruptcy judges the power to change the mortgage contract between a homeowner and a bank. Tennessee's Jim Cooper says he's always supported the banking sector.
No one's happy about altering the terms of a mortgage deal, but what are the alternatives?
Not exactly a rousing endorsement, but Cooper does support this bill, especially after the changes moderate Democrats were able to negotiate.
Moderates don't claim to be more important than the progressives or any other element of the caucus. We just want to have our voice heard as well. And we sometimes feel, due to the seniority system and things like that, that perhaps there are fewer of us represented in leadership than there are other elements of the caucus.
Now, by far the biggest single organized group within the House Democrats is the Progressive Caucus, the Liberals. Members of this group hold key committee chairmanships: Energy and Commerce, Homeland Security, Ways and Means, the Rules Committee. Speaker Nancy Pelosi herself was a member of the Progressive Caucus until she was elected minority leader. But liberals don't have a lock on the Democratic Party. Two other more moderate coalitions, the Blue Dogs and the New Democrats, have enough members to sway any particular vote. So that puts the brakes on leaders' plans to pass more left-leaning legislation. It is the price of a stronger majority, a greater breadth of opinion within the party.
We actually reflect America broadly.
This is Oregon Democrat Earl Blumenauer, a liberal. He says that breadth of opinion is not a weakness.
The Republicans are increasingly a kind of a narrow brand. We have people who represent actually districts that are Republican-leaning and Democratic-leaning. So you're seeing more attention, but it is, I think, a natural result of who we are.
But it does cause problems for the leadership. For example, this week a bill to give Washington, D.C. voting rights was supposed to come to the floor. But then the National Rifle Association lobbied to have a pro-gun provision attached to it. And that could have passed with support from conservative Democrats. So leaders had to pull the entire bill from the floor. That drama is still playing out. Even with these divisions, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this is what she tells the members of Congress she leads.
I want you to come here as independent representatives of your district. Your job title and your job description are one and the same, representative. So we need the thinking of your district in the mix so we have the best possible policy that truly addresses the needs of all Americans.
It's a familiar idea, but it usually comes under a different name: bipartisanship. These days, though, with Democrats in control of much of the government and Republicans floundering, you might say the only bipartisanship to be found is within the Democratic Party. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.